Is the partisan divide on climate change due to some portions of the media? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joanna Huckster, postdoctoral research fellow at Bucknell University, looks into whether there's an alternative view of the situation.
The last decade has seen a growing divide in public opinion about climate change along partisan lines, despite a clear scientific consensus about the human causes. One common hypothesis about this polarization is that it comes from systematic efforts to spread doubt about the reality of climate change through conservative media. To test this idea, we analyze the factors that influence national-level public concern about climate change, focusing on the effects of partisan media, the release of major scientific reports, and incidents of extreme weather. Our results support the idea of an echo chamber effect, which describes the tendency of partisan media to match its coverage of a topic to the pre-existing views of its primary audience, further strengthening the audience's views. We found that Republican concern decreased when climate change was covered on conservative media outlets, while liberal news coverage increased Democratic concern. We also found some support for the boomerang effect, which refers to the tendency of people to further intensify their political beliefs when exposed to opposing views. In our study, we found that when liberal media covered climate change, Republicans appeared to reject the message so much that their national-level concern over climate change decreased. Releases of major scientific reports only influenced concern among Democrats, and extreme weather did not increase national-level concern for members of either party. Interestingly, nonpartisan media was shown to increase climate change concern in Republicans. Our results help to illustrate the substantial effects that partisan media have on public climate change concern, while showing the surprising role that moderate media could play in increasing public concern for this pressing issue.
That was Joanna Huckster of Bucknell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.
Ooh, you think you know this, this, that, this. Somehow you think you know this, this, that, this. But you never quite right. Now you never quite right. Oh, you never quite right.